This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Let me enjoy this for a minute.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
With the sixth pick in the 2025 NBA Draft, the Washington Wizards select Trey Johnson from the University of Texas.
I can tell when Anthony's had some influence. It always ends up being about that round ball. My faith has been restored. Whew, from the Junkies. JP, I got you, brother. He's riding around. Oh, he's probably being driven. A man of his extraordinary talents probably doesn't even drive anymore. He's driven. But I got my copy of Faith Restored. You gentlemen all have a copy?
Yes, indeed. Got my copy yesterday.
You got yours yesterday.
Yep, man, looking forward to reading it.
Yeah, he just texted me. He's out there. He's probably being chauffeured.
Well, of course, yeah.
Yeah, of course.
One of the junks.
Yeah. That's how they roll. And I am so honored to be able to read this and had a chance to talk with him while he was developing it. Forward is by a gentleman I know pretty well. He wore 7. He's an Irish. Theismann, last name, first name, Joe. And I have really, you talked about this, the content of this book, when you've been a part of it and it's been a part of your life, talking to JP, going through it, and he's diligent. I mean, he's based on when he goes into his literary bag, you wouldn't even know he's part of Junkies because their entertainment value is vast. I mean, that's what we do. They keep it rocking and rolling and you're entertained. You don't even think that there's an author within this group, and it shows you the levels of talent and also their passion. All of them have a passion for sports. I can't imagine how diligent you have to be to go through and research and do all the things you have to do. But when it's something that excites you, and we all in this region are excited by the burgundy and gold, and it's what made last year so unique. And it's what's made this year devastating. And to have it, to get that close to it, and to have it taken away. So the question is, how do we get it back? And what is the formula? I know you think I'm picking on him, but I'm not. When I go to Darius, I look at him as like a scholar. even though he's a baby, okay? And I go, can they receive the success that they achieved last year running back the exact same outfit from the management and staff? Can you honestly say that you believe that that's possible?
I do, because we've seen it happen before. But I think that when
really,
we've seen it happen. We saw it happen in 2024. I don't see why it can't happen again with the same staff and management. But the talent level is where on the roster is where we have to make changes. It's the only way to prove that it can happen again. Or can't.
But who do we identify with being part of the problem as to why the roster looks like it looks and acts like it acts?
That's a great point.
They acquire it. They're responsible for training it. And yet we're going to just give them a pass when it flops?
No, there definitely has to be philosophy changes with the staff as well. They have to go into this new season, one, thinking, okay, we can't be as old of a roster as we were this year, because clearly that affected some things. Clearly we had injuries and mishaps because the age of our roster wasn't where it needed to be. So that needs to be one of the philosophies that changes.
Okay, they took a shot at it.
They did. They took a shot at bringing in veterans. It didn't work. They have to realize it didn't work and can't run that part of this organization back again. The other part is the I lost my train of thought.
But how do you deal with so you are senior assistant living operation, but you haven't shown me that you have the ability to run a good daycare, because you don't look good with your youth. Your youth don't develop.
That's a good point.
They haven't developed yet. Now, correct me if I'm wrong, because that guy over there that I have to deal with on a regular basis with the do-rag, this is the kind of abuse I take.
It's a sparkling do-rag.
I know. He's got 100 of them.
It's blinding that camera in front of you.
And so what I'm saying is that I asked you guys, because you all obviously the experts. I believe what my eyes tell me. So now you're telling me to trust a group that basically just had a class that didn't graduate. They picked them. Nobody forced them on them. They selected them. So did they select the wrong people, or do they lack the ability to train them to do their job?
It's one of the questions they're going to have to answer.
Okay.
I can't answer for them. I'm not the one in the building every day.
All right, what about Hercules? Hercules, what say you?
Honestly, I'm right there with theirs. Like, I feel as if, again, I saw it last year. I saw this happen last year. I saw it work. I saw it do well. And, of course, you look at this year and you're like, okay, like, there are some questions here, but I've seen it, Doc. I can't look past
it. No,
that.
We've seen it. JP just wrote, he got a book. It's called Faith Restored. But for how long?
Well, that's,
how long is the period of faith being restored?
Well, I can tell you this much. If we suck again in 2026.
Is he going to write another one?
Faith restored again.
Okay.
Stored.
I'm asking, this is what people want to know. I get bombarded with it, but I don't have the freedom when I'm under the reign of the do-rag man, okay? I feel like a prisoner.
I will say, Doc, I think there's one thing that a lot of us are forgetting about that 2024 year.
Okay.
And as good as, you know, as much credit as we want to give the staff,
okay,
I think we got to give a lot more credit to JD5, because I feel like he bailed us out a lot in many of those situations. The fact we won 5-6 games on the last play of the game because of Jaden Daniels and his magic, like, that can't be, you know, overlooked. So I think him getting injured, him not being available as much this year, was sort of kind of a blessing in disguise, because it showed, you know, us, it showed the staff, it showed the fan base that we aren't as close as we thought we were.
Hmm.
That would be my only pushback to what you guys are saying.
So we weren't as close as we thought we were.
Okay. Not at all.
Okay. I still am not. Well, you know, it's not just for me to make this decision. It's for the fan base. It's for the audience. to decide. My question is, do you see what I see? I give you all the credit in the world for the balloon going up, but you want no blame when the balloon goes down. So let's just split it in half and go, then where do we go from here? Let's just say nobody's at fault, which is impossible. But if you believe that nobody's at fault, then you're going to run the whole crew back again. You're going to run the team. You're going to run the management and the staff. You're going to run it and say, okay, prove best 2 out of 3. Is that what you're telling me?
I just know they need to try some different things going into this next year. That we can't have a soft training camp like we did this past year. We can't have a player holding a core player holding out of an entire training camp and missing, you know, several weeks of practices that ended up proving to be critical. We can't have players who are not playing in preseason games and their first time touching the field is the regular season and then clearly not warmed up to what it's like to play professional football for a full 17.
Okay, and full disclosure.
Yeah.
Full disclosure. The Rams play nobody.
This is true. Yeah.
And come out. It's not this like, and I want the public to understand that there's a number of ways to skin a cat. What the Rams do, it works for them. I think it's clear that our approach did not work for us. The way they tackled that, or I don't even know if we'd call it tackling, I would say I'm no expert in watching what in describing tackling, but my eyes don't lie. We're terrible. And how can you be that way consistently and not have solved that yourself during practice? That makes me not want to trust you. That's not on a person. That's on a system. Got to find a way to fix it. You're not supposed to be this bad at any fundamental at the end of a year. If you did this in September, I go, yo, I get it. You didn't hit. You guys played patty cakes. We're in December. It can't just be me. I can't be the only person that views this way. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Tomorrow's a brand new year. What needs to change on our part with the burgundy and gold in order for this not to repeat itself? Because we have no idea. What, are you going to go take the best out of three? That's a gamble. I'd like to ensure my bet was better. So for y'all to wager it the way you do, you feel me on this? How do I set myself up so that I can guarantee a win? That I know I'm working with people that can get me the desired results I'm looking for. I'm not looking to be in last place. I'm looking to be in first place. So how do we get there? A, I don't necessarily know if it's a schematics deal. I know what I hear on a number of shows. What I hear is we don't run the ball enough. That doesn't mean that we're right, but I sure hear it a lot. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. I'd like to hear from you as we close out 2025. What gives us the best chance to be successful in 2026? I don't think that's too much, as I can't wait to jump into my new book, Faith Restored. I'd like to see faith restored.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Third and 10. Four-man rush. It's Goff throwing over the middle, and it's picked off Jeremy Chinn. And Washington will be going to the NFC Championship for the first time in 33 years.
Ooh, that brings back chills. I'm going through the forward here of JP's book, Faith Restored. And Joe Theismann does the my quarterback. He did the forward, and he recalls a story and about the chant, "We Want Dallas," in the most, well, the single most exciting sporting event that I've ever been a part of as a fan, a player, a reporter, whatever. It was the January 22nd, 1983, Cowboys, Burgundy and Gold. And that's the moment, and that's what we, those of us sports fans, were in this thing and for these moments. And there were moments in 71, 72, for those of you who were there, when Walt Garrison was stopped on the one-yard line, or when we had the chance there and we ran 70, 50, gut seven straight times, or all these memories that go on, that Ovi in the goal scoring a goal, or the Nats, you know, winning a championship, and watching the greatness that prevailed over those championship teams. The Wizards and Wes Unseld, all of us that were there, this is what it's all about, being able to cherish those moments. We had moments last year, and the Commanders, they fulfilled, man. They did. They stepped up. They got the job done, and they provided us with some moments that many of us will never, ever forget. And now the question is that, how do we get more of those? And are we in line for it? Based on, we know it's not free, it's not automatic. You don't just show up and people get out the way. They make the schedule tougher for you. They make you tough. So you gotta go through a tougher road, a tougher neighborhood to get to where you want to get to. And then you get some nicks, and we've had some nicks. We've had them. There's a hell of a lot of people had them. The 49ers have had just as many injuries, if not more. All right? Now, you can say that, well, it wasn't the quarterback was out. Purdy was out. They got the job done. You can say injuries all you want, but I don't really want to hear it. Do it on another day part. Luke in the District of Columbia.
Hey, Doc.
Happy holidays.
Speak season again. Yeah. I obviously the playoffs, but to be honest, I think if we're going to look more deep dive in it,
yeah.
How about week 5 against the Chargers?
Yep.
Because if you really think about it, that was the peak of our season this year. Like,
yeah, they had two of their offensive linemen that were did not play. That was not a fully turbo jet Charger team, and you beat them, and you rose to the occasion. What's your point?
But what I really loved about that was what you brought up yesterday about running the football, running the damn football.
Yeah, well, they don't do that. That's not going to do that. I can't make them do that.
I get that, but like, why couldn't they do what they when in that game? Bill had over 100 yards, man.
Yeah.
Like, why can't we do that every single day? That's what really got me this season, man. Because like, Bill literally, he was running the damn football all game that game.
Yeah.
Why can't we do that the whole season, man?
Luke, if I could help you with that, don't you think I would have solved the problem by now?
I mean, if I'm being honest with you, that's why I want Cliff. He's a nice guy, like you said yesterday.
He's a great guy. He's a hell of a coach.
But I want him to get a job as a head coach somewhere and flourish. Hopefully, God forbid Dallas, God forbid New York.
Well, no, Dallas has got a good coach. Schottenheimer did one heck of a job.
That's true. Yeah.
Okay, they tapped our tail twice.
Yeah,
so
they sure did.
Yeah, they're fine, and their quarterback is all pro. He's making $60 million a year, and he's earned worth every penny of it. And we could not stop them. Okay.
I would love JD to be just as good as Dak. Cause that would, if he's just as good as Dak and but have Super Bowls, I mean, I've been meaning to say this to people. That if Dak was not under Jerry Jones, he would be a multiple.
Oh yeah, like no question.
He would win multiple rings.
Luke, let me just say this to you, brother, and I appreciate your call and Happy New Year to you. We're on the same page. I can't answer your question because I don't have the control or power to do it. If I did, I would handle it in 10 seconds. Believe me, I would do it in 10 seconds. We're going to Virginia on our next stop. Kevin, welcome to the GND program.
Hey, Doc. How you doing? Thanks for
And I feel royalty because it's like, I got them working for me, right? And I'm sitting here like, and Toby, he's the luckiest guy in the world because he got me working for him. And this is a hell of a program we got going on here. And then I just picked up a copy of Faith Restored. And my boy JP Flame knocked this. He told me he was going to give me one. I wouldn't have forced him to do it, but he did it. And now I'm reading about our past, and I see JD5 on the cover. And it's got me excited going into a new year. But I know that we've got to make some changes. I just don't know who's going to make them. That's my deal. So, Kevin, out in Virginia, what's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to follow up with your question about what do we need to do.
Yeah.
We need to go with our strength. What's the strength of this team right now? The offensive line.
Oh, no question.
Which means which means we were able to run the ball when we committed to it this year.
Yep.
And I think this is counterintuitive, I know. We should draft the kid out of Notre Dame, Jeremiah Love.
You read my mind. Oh, no, you're listening. Did you hear us on Burgundy and Gold today? Please tell me you did. You didn't?
Can't say.
Okay, let's do this, though.
I went to Notre Dame. So
the producer, Anthony Haney. Anthony Haney is here today. He's working on this program, okay? Anthony Haney, please step to the microphone. Mr. Haney, are you at the microphone?
I'm here.
Did you hear what Kevin in Virginia just said?
In terms of committing to
who we should draft.
Oh, and drafting.
And what did I say on our show?
You said, what did we say?
Yeah. What did you hear me say about Jeremiah Love?
Oh, you're definitely intrigued.
No question.
Yeah.
So Kevin and I are on the same page.
Yep.
That I would run out the building with that young man. I'd need an armored truck to bring him in. The question is, though, they'd waste his time if he was here because he wouldn't get the ball.
He can catch, though. They could make him a wideout.
Well, you're right.
Plays.
You make a good point.
He's very versatile.
You're right. You know what? You are absolutely right. He is the delight to my eyes. Kevin, we can do, promise me that if by some miracle that would have happened, that you holler back at me.
I will.
All right, good deal. I appreciate it.
Go Irish.
All right, thank you. Well, they got to be in the tournament, and we could say go Irish, but they're not in the tournament. But I love what they have because they're like the Mob. They don't need the tournament. They got their own tournament. Go on with your bad self. They're on national TV every game. Every game. Conference, they don't need one. They don't need one. They do their thing. I ain't mad at them because the NCAA, in my opinion, they deserve them. They have created this mess, and they ought to live with it. Just have to live with it. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Is anybody checked on Toby? Is he okay?
Yeah, he's wrapping up his obligations with the old college football basketball.
So what you're saying is that he's double dipping.
He's double dipping a little bit. Making money from two different places at the same time.
Hey, folks, it's America, okay? Give him his props. Why don't we take a quick break? 1-800-636-1067 is the number. And where do you stand on this? Highlights from 2025. Prospects for 2026. What do you want to see change? Oh, we can take a call? Okay, good. I was waiting on a command, but Anthony, I don't know, he must be on his phone. Peter in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to G&D, man, with DOC.
Hey, Doc. I love you, buddy. Listen, Happy New Year to you and your
Happy
family.
New Year.
Wish you nothing but health and wealth, brother, because you deserve it.
Well, thank you very much. I hope it works.
It will. Listen, you know, I just want to make – everybody talks about we got to run the ball.
Right.
We were actually third in the league rushing the ball. So we were pretty good at rushing the ball. The trouble is we were down two touchdowns in the first quarter, almost in every game it seemed like.
That's a good point.
Was so bad.
That's a good point.
And you know, you can't run the ball when they know, you know, you're down two touchdowns. You got to pass. So – And, look, that just happened. That's the past. But the future is bright for me. I don't care what anybody says. I've been around, just like you said, Doc, in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. I'm your age. You know, I've been through all the good and bad.
Yeah.
And I'll never leave this team and this organization. D.C. is my hometown.
I'm with you.
And so, but next year I would love to have that wide receiver or that running back. This is every team now that does really well. They got that super running back in the backfield that, man, once he gets rolling, you might boggle him up for half, but he's going to get a big one. We need that guy. And see, a couple years ago, the running backs, they're not that good. They're not that important. Bull. Ask John Riggins about a running back. Ask all the boys that you played with about running backs.
Yeah.
And, I mean, this is really important for a team to be physical, especially in our division. We need to be physical. We need to kick ass every day. And that's what you mean. I know a lot of people, that's what they mean, running the ball. But it's hard to run the ball when you're down two touchdowns.
Yeah, so, well, you know, if you and I get you on that, we're not always ahead, but it helps your defense a heck of a lot. And our strength was the Fab Five, which I refer to as our offensive line. Our big physical freaks, and we have eight of them. We have depth. It was our deepest position, in my opinion, is our offensive line.
Yeah.
We had a guy that started in a Super Bowl as a champion on the bench.
Yeah.
We were loaded. We don't go to it because the guy in charge chooses not to do it.
I agree with that 100%.
So what are you going to do? And since he controls everything and answers to no one, apparently, we're stuck. So what do you do?
Yeah.
What do you do when you can't control the outcome of a situation? Well, you deal with it.
I tell you what they got to do for Dan Quinn. If he better take control of the team or he won't have a team.
Well, you know what? We'll see what happens. I appreciate you calling, Peter. It's interesting. Look, man, if you can figure this out more so than I have been able to do it, holler at me. 1-800-636-1067. This is not even complicated to me. I just don't know who's in charge. I don't know who's going to make somebody adhere to a principle or a style. How do you get that done? If it's not being done the way you want it to be done, how do you bring about change? I'll ask my esteemed panel behind me, how do you make the change? How do you get an action out of a part of your team? And see the crickets. Nobody says anything. So with that, we'll go to break. And we'll see. Maybe we come back. Maybe they'll find the manhood when we come back. Stay with us.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you.
Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's second and goal. End zone shot for the lead. It's McLaurin. He's got it. Washington is in front.
Record-breaking touchdown for Terry McLaurin. Yes, that is Toby Altizer's voice, in case you were wondering.
Doc's they knew been, damn well it wasn't me.
Yeah. Doc's been teasing that I was going to join the show.
Yeah.
Virginia Tech was doing their darndest to make sure I did not. So,
no, hey, man, you double-dipped. But you did it in victory. We appreciate that. If you'd have lost, we might not have let you back in.
Yeah, and I wouldn't blame you if so. I mean, I was so just behind the curtain here.
Yeah.
You know, the Hokies tipped off at 2. You guys were going to be after the Caps game, which was likely to end a little after 4 o'clock.
Yeah.
And so I was like, all right, game will take 2 hours. I'll do the post game. We'll be done by 4:30. I'll miss the first segment, then I'll hop on with Doc.
Yeah.
And then they said, screw that. Let's go to overtime. Let's go to double overtime. And while we're at it, let's go to triple overtime.
Yeah,
so
that was
triple OT for the Hokies, but they end up winning by 10. Mm-hmm. So I'm here now finally.
Hey, brother. It's look at the esteemed panel that you get a view of that I didn't. You got 3 Hall of Famers over there. So I was in good hands when they were paying attention.
Yeah, I mean, I'm good with looking at the usuals, Darius and Ryan. I don't know about the other guy.
Well, the other guy, you know, he's he's special.
Coming across the hall. I mean, did you drag him over here with you? Is that what happened? You come as a package deal?
No. He's part of the BTP.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he's part of that operation.
Oh, so he's national.
Oh, he is. Oh, he's kind of a big thing. Yeah. Yeah, he's kind of a big thing. Yeah. Yeah, he's national. Yeah.
Well, I've been listening to you guys a little bit, trying to make sure that I at least know somewhat of what you guys have been talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And one thing that kind of caught my ear listening was talking a little bit about, Darius had mentioned, training camp next year and the way that they have to change things and some ways that they can be better. I was talking about this a little bit last night, Doc, on overtime.
I heard you.
Nick Ackridge was on with us and talked about Jaden Daniels being a rhythm passer.
Mm-hmm.
He's someone that needs to find that rhythm, whether it's in a game, whether it's over the course of a season.
It was robotic.
Well, and I think
that's how he trains.
It's true, though.
Yeah,
so it's
looking through the hourglass, the eyeglass. He is what most very successful people are, creatures of habit.
Yes. And the more they do something and the more they get in the flow of it, they get into a better state and play better. And I think part of the issue you saw this year with Jaden, injuries obviously played a role with Jaden, but preseason and training camp wasn't taken nearly as seriously as it should have been. And look, we didn't know. They were just in the NFC Championship game the year prior. But you look at it back now and go, well, maybe that was a precursor to what happened this season. But he wasn't able to get in a rhythm there, whether it was the way they attacked training camp, whether it was the fact that Terry wasn't there for a majority of it. And then early in the season, they got off to a slower start. He gets injured. He misses time. He's no longer able to get into a rhythm because when he's in the lineup, Terry's not out there.
And you're playing better people.
Correct.
We have to make it clear that you're playing stiffer competition. The Ravens scrimmage that was canceled by no fault of anybody's, it just was.
Yeah.
That, to me, that was the worst thing could have ever happened, to getting that quickness and that game preparation in that you can't do in practice against your brothers. You need an opponent, and they were disallowed that chance.
Yeah, so I think with his disruptions constantly, he wasn't able to get in that right rhythm. And I think even so, just the entire offense.
And your veteran receivers that they elected to let go.
Yeah.
They let them go. The people that helped them get to the promised land, they said, we don't need you. So there was a decision that was made that clearly didn't prove to be right.
So one thing that I thought was funny, and I think I'm going to dive into this tomorrow when I'm on, but I want to read these couple of things, and you tell me if this isn't a little bit crazy just reading back. So I was just looking through some notes that I take, and I like to keep what I've talked about just to just in case I want to go back and revisit something. Listen to this, okay? These were my biggest questions going into the year. Is the D-line actually better? No. No. Was the secondary's good camp fool's gold? Yes. Yes, it was.
Who you were going against?
Who steps up as linebacker depth? Okay, Jordan McGee's shown a little bit.
Shown what he's been allowed to show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't forget, they're in the witness protection program. All the young linebackers must have not been able to open a combination that allows them to get in practice.
How much does better offensive tackles open up the offense? I think you can see that they have better offensive tackles. I don't know that I saw it open up the offense.
Well, you got to run the ball.
Well, and that was the next thing. Okay. Will the improved O-line lead to an effective run game?
Okay.
The stats say they do, but yours and my eyes don't say that they have an effective run game. And listen to this one. Can the Commander's wide receivers stay healthy? And who steps up if there is an injury?
Wow.
Because if you look at the initial 53, you cannot be shocked that they had guys that were injured and missed time at the wide receiver position. Their initial 53 and who they kept on the roster were Terry McLaurin, who was dealing with the holdout stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't say that you expected an injury, but I'm not shocked when a guy who held out and missed training camp happens to miss some time. Debo Samuel, injury-riddled career, and he's played this year.
So oh, no, he got in shape. He's focused.
And so Debo I don't have an issue with. Noah Brown. Noah Brown was hurt in OTAs. He was hurt in training camp, and he was hurt in the regular season.
Yeah.
I'm not shocked.
Trifecta, yeah.
Luke McCaffrey, you were depending on him to basically be your wide receiver three because you could have counted on Noah Brown missing time.
Yeah.
And then Jalen Lane. I like the two young guys. Well, I like Jalen Lane. Luke McCaffrey at least showed some stuff.
Luke proved a lot of us wrong. Who questioned him, he said, take this, and made plays.
Yeah.
And showed up. And was there until he got hurt. He was about to cram a lot of what we, when I say we, those of us that may have questioned why is he on the team, he gave you the finger. And I love what he did.
Yeah, he stepped up in his opportunities this year.
He's a football player.
And so at least you saw that. But part of my issue with what you saw there at the wide receiver room, and going back to our original point of being able to get this offense in a better rhythm coming out of training camp, is I don't even know that they were put in a position to be successful. Even if they had approached everything. Debo Samuel and Terry McLaurin, I like that duo. I understood what they were trying to do. And I think you saw in the Christmas game at least an idea of what they were trying to do.
If they were healthy, if they were there, and if you had, I could see that because Debo is legit.
Yes.
He's a player, man. You can do a lot with him. But we'll never know because we didn't get to see that.
No, and it's unfortunate the way that it played out. But I think they ran into an issue when you're depending on Noah Brown, Luke McCaffrey, and Jalen Lane to be essentially that third receiver.
That's a risk.
And that's a risk they took and they missed on. And they paid the price for it because of the fact that Noah Brown was injured, which, again, is not shocking considering we thought we lost him in OTAs. Yeah. People forget that. He got carted off. I remember we were trying to get in contact with Linnell because he was out there and he said he hit like a bump and screamed or whatever.
No, you just mentioned who was that?
Overtime host.
Oh,
or BTP, late night host, the big or something guy. Like that. Yeah. Some late night radio guy.
Okay, all right.
Too big for us now or something like that. But Noah Brown was injured in OTAs and then missed all of training camp. So you can't be shocked when that guy misses time. Luke McCaffrey, he did, like you said, showed out much better
this
season.
He convinced me that he's a player.
But you were depending on that. And this is part of my issue with what their plan was. I think Mitch Tischler, I'm trying to remember the exact way he said it. They hoped for the best, didn't plan for the worst.
That's Mitchell.
And that is exactly what happened, right?
Yeah, that's good.
Because, you look at that receiver room, you're like, oh, yeah.
But you don't want to hear that about your parents.
If it works out, it'll be great.
But you don't want you. That's like leaving the kid in the back seat and cracking the window. Say he'll be okay. That's a decision you make. You don't want to be wrong with that. So what we're saying is that people who are in a position to make decisions, we consider them to be responsible.
Yeah.
What's the penalty for being irresponsible?
Well, and the tough part is the penalty is playing as horribly as they have this year. But on top of that, what is the other penalty? Do you feel like you're on the hot seat? Do you have some accountability in the building?
It's pro ball to me. So to me, I'm in the business of winning. When I win, I mean, it's like, it's a feast. That's how we roll. That's what they did. And they worked. And it's not a lack of effort. I don't ever call them negligent on effort. But I do question their scheme and their philosophy. I think it's very open season with this record, this stinker you put before me,
yeah,
that I question that. So the question becomes, okay, I don't like your approach. You don't have results now to make me shut up. You can shut me up with 12 wins. I didn't like your approach 100% then. You just made plays.
Yeah.
You see, I didn't forget that you was behind in the 6 games that you won. You were trailing in them. You weren't leading in those. But you came back, you shut me up because you made plays and you got wins. But you're playing with fire. Okay, now you got your behind burn up. Now I'm going, what's next? Because we got an issue that needs to be addressed and needs to be solved. Who is going to address it and who is going to solve it?
Yeah, because one of the things when you look at this is you were talking about draft pick and people obviously want to lose and that discussion that plenty of people have had the last couple of weeks.
Isn't that wrong? They're not wrong. You don't know what you don't know.
But how confident are you in Adam Peters making the correct pick? Some people are still incredibly confident. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reasonably confident. But I've seen
What are you basing it on?
I've seen two draft classes, Doc.
Right.
The 2024 class, home run with Jaden, after that leaves a lot to be desired, if not flat out bad in a lot of cases. This past draft, I'm still a big fan of. I like what he did with Connerly. I like Trey Amos.
I do too.
I like Jalen Lane.
I do too.
I don't know what they're going to do with Medrano, but outside of that, with Kroski Merritt, I like that draft class.
I agree with you. But we, all of us in the business keep saying, well, I don't know what happened with Medrano. Why in the hell don't we know? And how much longer are we going to go without knowing? Why don't we know why these kids didn't get to play in games? You had AARP roster on defense. You got young people that can run that weren't allowed to play. And somebody looks at you foul when you ask the question. I'm the bad guy? No, I'm your biggest fan. I just want answers that very few people seem to be able to get out of their camp. Why?
On the flip side of the football, I'm still not convinced that Ben Sinnott can't be an effective pass catcher.
Yeah,
he's not Zach Ertz, and he's never going to be Zach Ertz because they're totally different styles of players.
He's a Hall of Famer, right.
But I've brought this up how many times about Ben Sinnott being a guy that is a yards after catch tight end.
Yeah.
Doc, that's the easiest guy to get the football to with the exception of the quarterback and the running back because you just run them on little checkdowns, drag routes. I'm not asking him to run a 15-yard dig. I'm not asking him to run skinny posts. I'm asking him to catch the football at the line of scrimmage and break a tackle.
But you don't have an answer for it.
How can they not get him the football?
But you don't have an answer for it.
I don't.
Right.
And I've seen a couple of times on various he's open. And I'm not convinced that they can't use him.
Why
I'm not
they?
Saying that he's going to be justified of the draft position.
But why aren't they?
That's a big question. Speaking of coaching, Doc, I want to ask the listeners at 800-636-1067. We'll dive into this next. Do you want to see a new defensive coordinator? Because reports are out that they're likely going to have a new defensive coordinator. I don't think we had to rely on the report. When you basically relieve play calling duties from someone, they're as good as gone. But with a new defensive coordinator, do you also want to see a new scheme? Are you done with Dan Quinn's style of defense? Do you want to see something different? 800-636-1067. We'll talk about it next. You're on Grant and Danny on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Right now is your last chance to shop Blinds.com's year-end blowout sale. Save up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover's accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
When it comes to lighting, Graybar goes beyond parts and products. We help contractors turn plans into smart designs, manage kitting and deliverables, and navigate local codes so you can stay on time and on budget. Smart, scalable, job site ready. That's not just lighting. That's like kicking your project into Graybar mode. Yep, Graybar does that.